Some of them have been away for years, and in returning to Ireland now, we see that there's difficulties there in relation to getting driving licenses that are not officially recognised in other countries, and they have to go through the process again of resetting the test and also the insurance. In relation to planning, I think it's also in the county development plan that they would have to get permission if they were able to prove that they were living in the area or had grandparents living in the area. And I think if they don't have any land, they should be able to purchase land to bring their families home into the different areas of Ireland. And especially here in Donegal, we have a huge immigration, and always immigrating here from Donegal due to the fact there's no employment. And I think it's the first step forward to treat our people at the moment. It's like we're closing the door in their faces that we don't want them back, due to the endless red tape, I call it, in relation to opening bank accounts or anything like that. So it's very hard for them. So I'm calling today on this council, on the government, to set up a protocol that to be a one-stop shop to tell them when they're coming back what are the entitlements to as an Irish citizen, that they should be treated the same as an Irish citizen.
Is there an element here of the authorities speaking out of both sides of their mouths? Because on the one hand, lip service is being paid to the diaspora and the importance of our immigrants and how much we want them to come back and invest here and work there. On the other hand, we're putting up barriers to that happening.
Exactly, and when we go abroad and tell of the good things that's happening here in Ireland and that we welcome back with open arms, and these obstacles are put in their place and it's preventing some of them coming back, and even when they come back and they can't avail of the services like planning or anything like that, to just immigrate back again, that they don't want to stay here. So I think it's important that this is the first step, and again, you mentioned that it's not the first time this was called for, but hopefully now that the government will act, and the amount of councillors here today, 37, I'm sure that they had the same experience as I had. People that are have come back, that have emigrated over the last number of years, and they're finding it difficult on the same issues that I raised here today.